This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson's sports talk show.
Let's do this thing.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
I'm not familiar with rap. Give me Hendrix any day and I'll go from there.
According to Jim is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
Bullpups win! Bullpups win! Bullpups win it in overtime!
The Chiefs.
Butker's kick is up! It is right down the boulevard! And Harrison Butker kicks some, you know what!
College football and college basketball.
Eight to shoot, Hall, the runner! Loose ball! It's good! The flipper still fits!
And everything else happening in the sports world.
And the Bullpups walk it off here at McPherson Stadium! This place is going crazy!
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. A busy Thursday here at the radio station as you and I have been working like dogs all morning long. This is According to Jim on 96.7 FM, KBBE, or online at midkansasonline.com. Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. Steve, you and I have been here early. We have been nonstop working in order to be ready to go for tomorrow when the Bullpups make their big trip to Bishop Miege. I'm worn out. We've been here since the crack of dawn. We came in and it was 15 degrees outside.
16 when on my car it said 16 and my car barely turned over today.
You haven't stopped typing since we got here. I've been running around like a madman, and part of that is because we had Bullpup football coach Jace Pavlovich in this morning, and we are doing a special Perkins Family Restaurant coaches show on Saturday morning where we will be recapping the entire 2017 season. The reason that we had to pre-record that is because you and I won't be getting back until late from Friday night. I won't be coming back at all tomorrow night,
well,
but
you're
won't be coming back until about 1.
You're going to the Chiefs game.
Don't remind me. Don't remind me that I have to go to that.
Well, at least the weather's supposed to be nicer.
Well,
it's supposed to be 60 degrees.
I like the cold games at Arrowhead Stadium.
Not me.
I think I'm kind of in the minority. That I love going to the cold games. I can remember a game I went to. I was probably 10 years old, and I think they were playing the Bills, but I don't remember. And the wind chill took the temperature down to about minus 15. There was snow everywhere. There were ice on the seats. But we were sitting in the sun, and I felt warm the whole day. And it was like negative 11. So good times.
Can't even imagine.
I love those games. I love it when it snows. Not so much the rain, but I love it when it is cold and snowing. But anyway, we have a fun show today. We have a lot to talk about because of everything that happened yesterday, whether it was the Marcus Peters suspension. We have a couple of comments to make on that. We want to talk about KU basketball, who had a bit of a letdown last night, losing
horrific
to the Washington Huskies 74-65, and it really wasn't even that close. And then, of course, we will be talking about Bullpup basketball tomorrow night. Bullpup wrestling is in action
tonight. I'll be there.
Steve, you're a grappler.
I'm a grappler, yeah.
You're going to go get on the mats and get some pictures.
My senior year of high school, which was 1975, so that tells you how old I am.
I won't do the math. Everybody listening, don't do the math.
That was the first year my high school had wrestling. So we were a ragtag bunch of misfits. Now, I didn't wrestle. I could have. That's when the lowest class was 98 pounds, and I would have had to cut a little bit of weight to make the 98, but I think I was about 110. So I think I could have wrestled at 105 probably back then. Of course, now I'm a little bit larger than that.
I probably weighed 110.
I was about 50.
About the sixth
I'm about
grade.
50 pounds heavier than that now. It's all in one place. So anyway, wrestling tonight, 5 o'clock, McPherson High starts out against Chapman. Then it's Smoky against Chapman, and then finally McPherson versus Smoky. Smoky is open at about 4 weights. But the kids they do have are really good. Chapman's only open at one weight. That should be a good match. Chapman always very competitive in wrestling. So if you're not doing anything tonight, get out and support the wrestlers. They work hard, and they deserve your support. And Coach Kretzer always makes it pretty exciting. They've got a wild entry.
Wrestling is an exciting
they have
sport.
They have a wild entry thing, and Coach, it's all choreographed. Coach Kretzer does a great job. And generally, we wrestle in the auxiliary gym. So, you know, the seating in there, it's generally pretty packed and pretty loud and pretty exciting because last year the Bullpups I don't think they. I'm not sure they dropped a home duel at all last year. They were 13-3, and they got some. They got some kids that got a chance to make a lot of noise at Salina in late February.
All right, Steve. Quick comment. Your two favorite basketball players will be taking their talents overseas after LiAngelo Ball will be dropping out and leaving UCLA. Him as well as LaMelo have signed with agents, and they will be taking their talents overseas to play. Now, and do you think LiAngelo goes to China to play?
I thought LeVar was the agent.
Well, I'm sure that he's I'm he's sure he's
PR,
up to something.
He's the PR guy.
Yeah, he's their hype man.
Well, you know, the thing is, LiAngelo, the one that's...
The middle one
that was at UCLA until this week, he's not even considered a remote
he's
NBA.
He's not an NBA
He wouldn't have played much for UCLA this year. He was there to get Lonzo and LaMelo.
There you go. You got it.
Yeah, LaMelo. I'm trying to keep them all straight. But LiAngelo, no game.
No, he's no not game. Very good. LaMelo, I think, will be okay, whatever he does. I don't think he'll be anything great. He's a good shooter. He's going to have to get a lot bigger. But those two, they're taking their talents overseas. That's about all we need to say about those two.
Well, you know, anything to get LeVar out of the country, I'm
big
all for
baller
it.
Brand.
Yeah, big baller. Get big baller out of the country. And, man, is he just – he gives basketball parents – a bad name. I mean,
yeah.
He is the ultimate.
People talk about soccer moms.
Yeah.
How about LaVar?
LaVar is in a class by himself. He is the ultimate bad basketball parent.
All right. I wanted to make a comment about the Kansas City Chiefs and their suspension of Marcus Peters. And you heard my opinion yesterday that I think if it was something more than him throwing the flag on the field, if it was something that happened in the locker room, if he walked up to Andy Reid and dropped a bunch of F-bombs and did this and did that and went to the locker room through a tirade.
Or told Andy to lose weight.
Yeah, if he did something outside of the act of picking up the flag, throwing it into the stands, and leaving the field because he thought he was ejected, if it is beyond that, I can start to understand. But if that suspension was just because Marcus Peters picked up the flag and threw it into the stands, then I'm not very happy about it ahead of the biggest game against the Raiders.
I'm almost certain this is just the last straw and a culmination of events because Marcus Peters, the guy is unhinged. I mean, you watch him on the field, you listen to him. He wants to meet Trump, which, you know, he's already, you know, he said he
and it's not a fun meeting.
Yeah,
either.
He wants to meet with the president. So, I mean, the guy, he just says off-the-wall stuff. Half the time, it's gibberish. You can't even understand what the guy's not making a whole lot of sense anyway.
But the point I wanted to make about this is if this is just about Marcus Peters picking up the flag and throwing it into the stands and getting a personal foul that was declined, if it's just about that, why was Travis Kelce never suspended last year? He was ejected from a game for mimicking a ref and taking his towel out of his waistband
what's the difference between throwing a flag into the stands and kicking a football in the stands, which we've seen several times in the NFL?
Well, they're loosening it up on the celebrations, and I know that there are some tight rules with picking up the flag. Officials get real mad if you move it because it's supposed to be a spot foul. But why was Travis Kelce never fined? Travis Kelce has done more in the last 3 years to hurt the team on the field. On the field, in terms of penalties, getting ejected from games, he has done more to hurt them on the field than Marcus Peters has even come close to. And so, if this is just a targeted act at Marcus Peters for his one thing, because of the way he is, if it's just because he finally was almost ejected from a game, was not even ejected, didn't even technically get a personal foul, if it is just because of that, then there's something wrong here.
Well,
if that is the Kansas City Chiefs letting Travis Kelce run around crazy, think about how many games last year
how many times has
he got
him
a terrible personal foul.
Yeah, how many times has he hurt him with a penalty? But I'm still going to go under the assumption that this is just another knucklehead thing he's done.
There's got to be something else
that,
to me.
You know, and that, you know, his he finally hit the knucklehead count, must have hit 10 or so. Maybe he had to get to a certain number of idiotic things he did and to warrant a suspension, because I just can't believe throwing the flag in the stands would warrant a suspension. This has got to be a culmination.
And it's not from the league.
Yeah.
And if the league was going to drop this down, it would be even more.
Well, my
of
guess
an
is he probably went nuts in the locker room after the game, and was
he might have,
and was just screaming at everybody because you know he was screaming on the field. We can't tackle. We can't tackle. That was picked up by the field mic.
If that's
in the
case
game.
That he went in there and acted crazy, and he really divided the locker room, I can start to begin to go, okay, that's why it happened.
Maybe Marshawn will fly in from Oakland and talk
God,
to
I
him.
Hope
so
not.
You know his buddy Marshawn. Lynch.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, but yeah, that's another story.
Yeah, luckily I haven't had to dive into that too much so far on this show this year, but I'm still not real thrilled that going into the biggest and most important game of the season against a team with a good passing attack and some good receivers, that you take out the only strong link in the weakest position that they have on the field. And that's what worries me about Sunday, and we will talk about that a little bit tomorrow. The Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Oakland Raiders at noon at Arrowhead Stadium. Steve, if it gets ugly, we might be hightailing it out of Arrowhead Stadium at about 2 o'clock on Sunday. I sure hope that they can play well and Alex Smith play well, the defense step up in the absence of Marcus Peters. But I'm kind of a gambling man. I'm not putting much money on the Chiefs this weekend.
And the thing is, the Chiefs look so good early, and they've looked so bad now. You really want to know what is the true Chiefs team, because I don't think they were as good as they looked early in the year, but I don't think they're as bad as what they're showing right now.
The last Chiefs game I was at, they beat the Eagles that day. Look at the difference in where this season is from the last time I was at Arrowhead Stadium to when I'll be walking in the gates on Sunday. Ugh, what a disaster. Okay, on the other side of the break, Steve and I will try and digest what happened to the Kansas basketball team last night as the Jayhawks lost 74-65 against Washington in downtown Kansas City at the Sprint Center. We're back on the other side after this. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Mead's Liquor, Great Plains Federal Credit Union, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back in on According to Jim on a Thursday afternoon. It's cold outside, and Steve and I will keep you warm here on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com. Steve, we joked about that during the soccer season. Nothing better than just sitting around the fire, having our fireside chat. This is a lot like those fireside chats, I think.
Yeah, really.
I mean, look at all the decorum around us. You can kind of feel the Christmas in the air.
Oh, yeah.
The holiday season. I mean, this show just screams holidays.
It really does, and boy, we're
you
not
and I that. Are two of the most spirited people
yeah,
there are.
We're not that far away from Christmas, and I still don't even know when we're having our Christmas this year. I'm waiting on my sister to, you know, set the guidelines because she wears the pants in the family and tells me when I can come up and when I can't come up.
Well, I know when the calendar will have Christmas, and that will be December 25th, but beyond that, I'm not real sure. I know I'll be going to the Chiefs game the day before on Christmas Eve. That will be really cool to go sort of welcome in the holiday night. And last year they had a game on Christmas Day night. So
I don't like that. I don't think there should be any professional sports on Christmas Day.
Yeah, but then what do we do?
Well,
we just look at each other.
Yeah,
the NBA.
I'm a big believer that there should not be any sports on Christmas Day, and they always end up having three games or so.
They have like six NBA.
It's always the biggest. It's the biggest matchups of the year they put on Christmas, like Golden State. And I'm assuming it's Golden State Cleveland on Christmas.
Sure.
Probably Oklahoma City and Boston or somebody like that. Just there's only about five good teams in the NBA. The rest of them are just there for cannon fodder. So
I think it's pretty cool that they have that. And I think if you were, let's say, the Knicks or the Cavs or Golden State, if you lived in one of those areas and you always had an NBA day on Christmas, I think it would be kind of a cool tradition to always wake up, do all your Christmas stuff, then go to the game at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I think that would be kind of cool. And in the event of, oh, well, they don't get to spend the time with their family, well, I think that they can go play a basketball game and spend time with their family that night or do it in the morning. I think they can find ways to work around it. And I'm not too offended by that. If they're not playing sports, I don't know what I am doing on Christmas Day. So thank you, LeBron James, for always giving up your Christmas so I can watch you on TNT or TBS or ESPN or whoever runs it. Anyway, Kansas basketball lost last night against the Washington Huskies, who won 9 games last year and finished tied or second to last in the Pac-12, which only had 3 teams make the NCAA tournament. And I have said this a couple of times to you, but I haven't really gone out to try and say anything on air about this Kansas basketball team yet and sort of my thoughts, because I have learned it's pretty foolish to doubt a Bill Self team a lot of the time. But this team, to me, just doesn't really have it. And I know that I'll probably look stupid when it comes to March and this team starts really playing well, but I have told you a couple of times while we've been watching a KU game that there's something about this team, whether it's the depth or the players on the team, that I think that they can win a Big 12 title. I don't doubt that. But they are going to play several games like they played last night against Washington. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to lose every time they play like that, because they are relying so much on the three, but they're going to beat K-State even if they play like that. They're going to beat Oklahoma State even when they play like that. But when they get into games where they're playing bigger teams and where they're playing teams that are deeper than them, that is what concerns me about this team. And Devontae Graham is so good, and the couple of games that he's had in the last two where he put up 35 points, if he plays like that, yeah, they're not going to lose a lot. But I just don't see the same type of mentality and player in Devontae Graham that I did in Frank Mason. Well, I don't think he has that ability to take over every night.
If you go to midkansasonline.com today on the Sell on Sports, that's what my column is about. I've been saying all along, there's no way KU's the number two team in the country. Now, if they get Billy Preston back, if they get when Sam Cutliffe, he's got, I think, one more game, and then he's eligible. I think it's after the next game he's eligible to play. If they get Silvio D'Souza eligible, then you might be talking something. Right now, they don't have enough depth. They don't have enough quality. Malik Newman, I don't know. Yeah. He is just, you know, he was like the number two high school player in the country coming out. He goes to, I think it was Mississippi State, yeah. Plays 1 year, sits out. He's just an average basketball player. I mean, there's nothing special about Malik Newman. It makes you wonder, how in the world was he ever the number two ranked high school player in the country his senior year? He is like, he's just very, very average. And Devontae Graham, it showed last night, if he just has a totally off night, KU's in big trouble. Now,
was Devontae Graham preseason Big 12 player of the year?
Yes, he was.
And what's the guard's name at West Virginia?
Javon Carter.
To me, it's got to be him. But I would put all my money that guy wins it.
But the thing is, it was real interesting because Washington played that same 2-3 zone that Syracuse played. Of course, Washington's coach,
Mike Hopkins,
he was supposed to be the guy that's going to take over for Boeheim, but you know, now he's got him.
He played there. He's been an assistant since 95.
So he's a 2-3 disciple. And the way their 2-3 zone, I thought, was so much more active than Syracuse's. LeGerald Vick should have had 50 last night. They basically were giving him a layup to the basket. And what he should have done is they just popped the ball into Vick. He drove to the basket, dished to Udoka. And Udoka, you know, he had 5 dunks last night, or 4 dunks out of his 5 baskets. Udoka should have had about 24. So really, KU kind of played it wrong. And the last 5 minutes was as disorganized and discombobulated as I've ever seen a KU team. I mean, Washington literally cut their heart out with that 2-3 zone. Zvi was just way off. He wasn't a factor. Malik, I said, wasn't a factor. Now, actually, I kind of wish Lightfoot would have played more minutes.
He didn't play bad last night.
You know, he only played 8 minutes, but he had 6 rebounds and 4 points and was really active.
Nice dunk.
He was really active in there. But, you know, the guard from Marcus Garrett, he didn't play much. It was basically 6 guys last night. So that's why they've got to get – Sam Cunliffe is a really good shooter, but he gives them another body. And then, of course, Billy Preston, they got to make a decision one way or the other, because they got to know if to move on without him.
And Clay Young having to play significant minutes is bad.
Clay Young, you know, he tries, but he's not D1 caliber. He was a walk-on. He was on the fun bunch, as they like to call him. You know, all those guys that come in and clown things.
Tyler Self, yeah, you know, Evan Manning.
They come in and clown things up at the end, but the you know, he was a fun bunch guy, and now he is being counted on to play actual minutes. So this is a good KU team, a very good KU team, but it's not a great KU team, and I wouldn't be willing to bet if Billy Preston doesn't come back, this will be one of Self's worst teams. I really believe that.
I am not dumb enough to go out here and say KU's not going to win the Big 12. They're going to be a sixth seed in the tournament. I'm not dumb enough to go say that, because until Bill Self loses a Big 12 title, my money is still on him. But I just don't know if I see anything like I've seen the last few years with KU teams. Even the year where they lost to Stanford, even in the year that they lost to Wichita State in the tournament, I think those teams were deeper and better than this team. And that's what I don't feel great about.
And the reason, and people are saying, well, why aren't they deeper? Well, the reason is they've got three players sitting out as transfers. That's eaten up into the, you know, the scholarship.
Lawsons.
Yeah, the Lawsons. And from what I've gathered, one's really good. The other one is along for the ride. It's like LiAngelo and LaMelo and Lonzo and LaVar and all that, all the ball stuff.
Big baller brand.
Yeah, big baller. But, yeah, you know, Kate and Charlie Moore, a guard, besides the Lawsons, also sitting out for KU. So, you know, they're going to pick up three guys, and then they've already signed, I believe, four for next year. KU's going to have some, you know, they're going to lose Graham. They're going to lose V. Adoka, I think, will come back. I think Vic will come back, and Garrett will come back. So it's going to be a real mishmash next year of players for KU.
How about this transition? So there's another guy that in 2 years might be playing for the Jayhawks, and we're going to see him on Friday night, and so will the University of Kansas coaching staff. They will be in attendance at Bishop Miege High School.
Jeremiah.
As the Bullpups take on the Bishop Miege Stags. Jeremiah Robinson Earl. We will talk about that game and those two games coming up on the other side of the break on 96.7 FM KBBE.
You are listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Mead's Liquor, Great Plains Federal Credit Union, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim here on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com. And for those of you that didn't get to catch the beginning of the show, maybe you missed a show early on in the week, you can always download the podcast at soundcloud.com/KBBE Sports. Jim Joyner, Steve Sell, we are hanging in here today. It's been a long day so far. You and I have a lot of work still to go as we prepare to get on the road early tomorrow morning and head up to Kansas City for the Bullpups taking on Bishop Miege, a couple of state title rematch games, a state title, I don't know what the word for a second rematch is, a three match, I don't know, for the boys. The girls, of course, one rematch from last year against Bishop Miege. This will be another very good test to see where these teams stand against some quality opponents of Bishop Miege. We saw where they both stand against a quality opponent in Derby, but both of those two teams were still a little bit inexperienced together. They're still a little bit young. This Bishop Miege team, on the boys' side, there's been a little bit of turnover, but their core is still there. The girls' side, there's been a lot of turnover at Bishop Miege, and so I'm interested to see how both of those two teams compare to what they were last year.
Well, my thoughts are that the boys, Bullpup boys, I think they have the better chance to prevail. Going into Miege,
they've got a great chance.
You know that's going to be a hostile environment. You know Miege, those kids are waiting for us. And but I like the Bullpup boys' chances a little better than the girls because we're more experienced than Miege this year. Generally, both teams are very experienced, but they've still got Jeremiah Robinson Earl. They've still got Josh Early. They still got Ezekiel Lopes. Those are three guys. Between the three of them, they could score 60 points a game. So it's still a loaded team, and they've got some subs back from last year, but they're going to miss Badoki. They're going to miss Landry Weber's toughness. They're going to miss the ball handling and explosiveness of Samaje Ray. They're going to miss the power powerful presence of Joseph Gleason on the inside. He came off the bench 2 years ago and had 14 points, and you know, he had a double-double against us in the state championship game. So the boys are a little more inexperienced for Miege. The girls, though, the Gonzalez twins are back. The Verhol sisters are there, and they've added a 6'1" freshman, Faith Hawthorne, 19-10 in their first game against one of the top teams out of Iowa. I think this Miege girls team, quite honestly, I think they're going to be better than they were last year, which is kind of hard to believe since Hunter Bentley's not there. But the Verhulst girls, 6'3 and 6'2, Hawthorne 6'1, they're going to be playing volleyball on the backboards. Now, we went up against Kennedy Brown and did a pretty good job the other night, but just think of three Kennedy Browns on the floor, and that's what you have in Miege, because, like I say, they're going to have an absolute skyline across the top, and they're going to, you know, we're going to have to do a great job of boxing out. Can't get in foul trouble either game. I think foul trouble is the key in both games. You got to know we're going to have Kansas City type officials. It'll be interesting how they call the game. And, you know, they always say, like, when you go into Oklahoma, a Kansas team going into Oklahoma, you got no chance because Oklahoma officials protect Oklahoma teams. It'll be interesting to see how these Kansas City officials, you know, protect Kansas City teams. Let's just hope the officiating isn't any part of the factor in the outcome.
Maybe they'll give us a break because I'll be along for the ride.
There you go.
They'll go, hey, he was one of us.
Yeah.
All right, so that will wrap up today's show. Tomorrow, we will record a little bit early, but we will play the show back while we are driving, so I guess we'll be listening on our way out of town. We will preview these games coming up for tomorrow night. The boys and the girls at Bishop Miege, girls at 5:30. We will take the air at 5:10. So good show tomorrow. Make sure you listen in from 12:30 to 1 right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We will see you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner was brought to you by Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Meade Liquor, Great Plains Federal Credit Union, and Four Seasons Realtors. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.